This is a podcast from WOR. Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and I want to welcome you to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon is our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon.
Arnie is on vacation starting this week, but we do have a guest with us today who is a repeat guest, none other than Brian Bogren, who has been with us before, as I said. He is here representing a new chapter, one of our major supplement lines. Welcome to the World in the Window, Brian.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good. Now, we have a pretty important topic that I want to, with Brian's help, cover today. It deals with a condition that is sort of the underlying cause of all sorts of problems that create disease situations, affect the aging process, our general health, everything from heart conditions to joint problems to the aging situation in general. What condition am I talking about, Brian?
Well, I believe you are referring to inflammation.
Yes, inflammation seems to be, as medical research goes on, what seems to be the underlying key to all sorts of problems. What are some of the problems that the inflammatory process seems to be involved with?
Well, we certainly, when we hear inflammation, we usually think about things that we feel. So if our joints are inflamed and there's an arthritis condition, you know, you can think about that. Tendinitis, things that impact and cause inflammation and pain and swelling often. But what I'd really like to get into, because this is emerging research among the medical community and among the herbal community, is pointing to what we call the we have a chronic silent inflammation, an epidemic really of silent inflammation. So things like inflamed arteries. You know, you never hear people say, "Oh, my arteries are killing me. What do you got?" You know,
but if not until it's really too late.
Exactly, exactly. But if you have inflammation in your arteries, which can be measured through a test, a C-reactive protein, elevated inflammation in the arteries, we know, is a major risk factor for heart disease, and it's one of these silent risk factors that we have to look at, and that you know, we believe at New Chapter, and I know you share this view as well, that we really need to address this underlying silent inflammation somehow.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point, and maybe I'll ask Dr. Podell to back me up on this. But you know, a lot of what we thought were some of the key markers of potential cardiac problems, HDL protein, LDL protein, things of that sort, it's turning out that, as you're saying, Brian, that maybe a test like C-reactive protein is actually more important than trying to modify the levels of HDL and LDL cholesterol. Dr. Podell?
This is true, not only about heart disease. I mean, there are certain diseases that we know are inflammatory, things like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis and rheumatoid arthritis. But what we've seen over the last decade or so is increasing research that shows that even diseases that don't hurt, such as coronary disease, seem to have an inflammatory component. The high sensitivity CRP test is abnormal in many people, and this seems to be a predictive factor of heart disease, independent of cholesterol, independent of blood pressure. Those other risk factors still count. But the CRP takes another chunk of it. And one reason I think why we haven't given it as much attention as we might want to is because in conventional medicine, there's almost nothing that actually helps the CRP go down. Statins do to a degree. But what we do know is that a proper diet with lots of red, orange, yellow, green fruits and vegetables, low fat, low sugar, and certain herbal products, which we're going to talk about, do seem to lower CRP.
Well, there was a really fascinating article that was written in Time magazine. I think it was back in 2004. And the title was something along the lines of, you know, inflammation, it's a silent killer. And the article did a really great job, especially for me in layman's terms that I can understand, of outlining really what the medical community is seeing. And what the way they verbalized it was that it's not necessarily, when you think about diabetes, it's not necessarily the fat cells that lead to diabetes. We know that obesity is certainly linked strongly to diabetes, but, you know, these doctors are contending that it's the inflammation of these fat cells that can lead to diabetes. And there's other types of plaque in your brain. It's a beta amyloid plaque, and if you have it, then it's a risk factor essentially for Alzheimer's disease. But the inflammation of that beta amyloid plaque really, according to these researchers, really seems to be what causes the problem. So it's almost as if you have coronary plaque, or arterial plaque, or the beta amyloid plaque, or obesity, or whatever it may be, any of these underlying conditions, it's the inflammation that really compounds the situation. So it's really important, like you're saying, to address your diet, your lifestyle, your stress levels, and then certainly supplement with any herbs that we know and understand to help to manage and balance out these inflammatory processes.
Yeah, that is the current theory. Yes.
Well, one of the things that I think we're going to take away from this discussion, and it's already being made clear, is as you mentioned at the beginning, Brian, normally we think about turning to either drugs or supplements when we feel the discomfort. What you guys are pointing out, and what I think the medical research has increasingly made clear, is that we should be thinking about doing things to reduce inflammation regardless of whether we're feeling the symptoms. We should be taking perhaps products that we're going to mention, for example, the product Zyflamend. We should be taking products like Zyflamend, omega-3 oils like the whole mega fish oil. We should be taking things like this as part of our everyday supplement regimen. Do you guys agree with that?
Well, certainly the oils are pretty well established, the fish oils, olive oils, they seem to be helpful. But we also have certain herbs that actually seem to do a decent job, and there's some data with pycnogenol, there's some data with ginkgo, and there's data with these combination of herbs in the Zyflamend.
Yeah. Okay, well, Brian, look, I mentioned Zyflamend. We've already touched on some of the conditions. We can get back to other health problems, prostate problems, the joint problems, bone health, and so forth. But let's talk about Zyflamend for a minute, because that's what this show is all about, really, supplements. Why has Zyflamend turned out to be one of the go-to products for treating inflammation? What's in it? Why does it do what it does?
Well, it's really, I think, important to frame it in terms of really what Zeiflemend is. It's a blend of 10 different herbs, and there are 78 known constituents within the herbs. Some of the herbs are ginger, turmeric, rosemary, and there's some kind of, you know, funky, obscure ones like Bichol skullcap and scutellaria. But all of the herbs are blended together to create a very powerful synergy. So when you think about some of the drug approaches, drugs like Vioxx that was actually pulled because it has a very, very powerful single mechanism of action to inhibit one of the enzymes that leads to inflammation, which is called COX-2. So by inhibiting this enzyme, what appears to happen in the cells is that there are other pathways of inflammation, kind of backdoor routes that your body will potentially utilize or promote if that COX-2 is inhibited so strongly. So the herbal approach is to rely on all of the synergistic, valuable constituents of the ginger and the turmeric to work together to really address not only COX-2, but 5-LX and C-reactive protein, all these, you know, major inflammatory pathways that we see can be problematic.
Okay, you know, we assume that everybody listening knows about the product Zeiflemend, but just in case, the product, let me spell it for you, Z-Y-F-L-A-M-E-N-D, Zeiflemend, and it's made by New Chapter, and we'll tell you a little bit more about it and how it can be used in conjunction with some other New Chapter products for various inflammatory-related problems, but we'll do that after we take this short break. We'll be back in just a moment. Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesamin, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at the Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Okay, this is Don Goldberg. A couple things I've got to tell you. First, relating to this Jarrow commercial we just read, I'm going to tell you that as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, the entire Jarrow Formulas line is on sale at 25% off list price. Not only that, but QH Absorb is 30% off, and certain Jarrow 5-HTP and vitamin D3 products are on sale at one-half price. Check our website, Wilner.com, for all the details. Okay, the other thing I want to tell you, as I just hinted, we've been celebrating the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary. You know, not too many companies can manage to stay in business for that long. Why did Wilner's manage it? Well, in our case, I think it has something to do with creating a pleasant shopping experience, something to do with carrying such a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and perhaps most important, providing professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all of this while offering some of the best discount pricing you will find. Now, to celebrate, we've been offering extra special anniversary deals with discounts up to 50% off. Be sure to take advantage of these great deals. There's only a few more weeks to go. Check our website, Wilner.com, for both the regular seasonal sales as well as these special anniversary sale discounts now in effect. To receive our quarterly catalog and sale flyer mailings, by the way, make sure you're on the Wilner Chemist mailing list. It's easy. You can do it on our website, Wilner.com, or by telephone at 1-800-633-1106, extension 7, or you can do it while you're in the store. The website again, Wilner.com, Wilner with two L's. Of course, the best thing is to visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, we're in Midtown at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Downtown, we're at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. And in Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals, will be back to our discussion in just a moment.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist Liquid Herbal Supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng, along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, faux tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemist's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend. No caffeine, no sugar.
Come to my...
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The Wilner Window. I'm here with our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest representing New Chapter, makers of Zyflamin, Brian Bogren. I also want to mention that we'll be discussing this for a few more minutes, and then we'll take your calls. If you have any questions about this particular topic, about Zyflamin, inflammation, some of the health topics we're going to touch on, give us a call. The number, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, so any questions about inflammation, Zyflamin, or you want to get your questions in, call now. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, now, Brian, we explained a little bit about Zyflamin. Is there anything else specifically pertaining to the product itself that you'd like to tell the listeners about?
Well, I would like to mention and maybe explore the extraction process that New Chapter uses.
Great. Okay. Yeah, because that is one of the things that makes this product a little bit unique compared to most of the other products on the market.
That's very true, and it's really interesting because Zyflamin has been around for a little over 10 years, and it's become a really widely respected and renowned formula, you know, of course, from within, from New Chapter, but even other companies that just recognize that there's something really unique and special and powerful about it, and part of what makes it so effective, we believe, is that, you know, when you're working with herbs like ginger and turmeric, there are, you know, the watery compounds. You can make a tea or even an alcohol extract, but if you do so, you're going to leave behind a lot of these valuable oily compounds. And it's these oily compounds in the ginger and the turmeric and the oregano and many of these other herbs that really have this powerful effect on the inflammatory process in our bodies. So with that in mind and the understanding that we need to get these oily compounds, it takes a powerful solvent to do that. And there are, you know, there is activity in our industry where some folks may use something like acetone or hexane or some of these powerful solvents to get the oils out of the herbs. And for our founder and formulator, Paul Schulich, that he wasn't comfortable with that just because of any potential chance for solvent residues being left behind in the herbs. So he found it's a German extraction method that actually comes to us from the beer industry, because the Germans wanted to extract the oils from hops, and they use what they call supercritical extraction. So instead of using something like I said, acetone or hexane, what supercritical extraction utilizes as a solvent is carbon dioxide that's put under high pressure, low temperature, and it creates this kind of fluid tendency that flows through the herb, and it yields a really powerful, broad spectrum, and most importantly, very pure extract, because there's no chance for any solvent residue.
Okay, so basically you're getting a full spectrum of all of the active ingredients from these various herbs, because you're actually combining two extracts. You're combining the carbon dioxide, the supercritical carbon dioxide, along with a hydroalcoholic extract. So you're getting the best of both.
That's absolutely right. And it was interesting because I was speaking with Paul the other day, and he told me that it's very important to do the supercritical extraction first, because even alcohol may potentially damage some of these really delicate compounds in the herb. And I'll use an example in salt palmetto. If you supercritically extract salt palmetto, it maintains some very delicate compounds that can be destroyed if you use solvents or heat to do the extraction. And these very compounds that are only found in the supercritically extracted salt palmetto have a very powerful effect on the 5-LX enzyme, which is one of the inflammatory enzymes that can lead to problems in the prostate, creating abnormal cells. So just by nature of the supercritical extraction, salt palmetto even has these, you know, inflammatory modulating properties that you wouldn't find if you were to use a harsher method.
And to a new chapter's credit, by the way, at least in my opinion, if you look at the label, I'm looking at the supplement fact panel on the website right now, they actually break down the amount of extract from both of the sources. Like, for example, in the rosemary leaf, 100 milligrams of supercritical extract and 50 milligrams of the hydroalcoholic extract. So they actually tell you in detail how much is from each of those processes, and I think that's very nice. I like that kind of detail in the labeling. So we have rosemary leaf, we have the turmeric. I think everybody who's listening to this show has heard about the turmeric these days, the curcumin and the powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant components from that. We have ginger, we have holy basil. Now I think, let's see, the holy, I guess the only ones that have the supercritical extract, the Brian, are the first three. The rest are, looks to me like they're most mostly hydroalcoholic, holy basil, green tea, hujang, which is a polygonum, golden thread, barberry, oregano, and basil, and skullcap, right?
Right, and it's what Paul does, Paul Schulich, who's our, as I mentioned, our founder and formulator, he will look at the herbs and understand, for instance, with green tea, there's really no reason to pull, you know, a supercritical extract, because there's no, green tea just doesn't possess those oily compounds like ginger and turmeric does. So that's part of his approach, you know, and his humility and basically surrender to nature and the herbs is to, try to capture every single healing compound that exists within
that. Okay. I'm afraid we have to take a break. We will return in just a few moments. You're listening to The Will in the Window. Back shortly.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
While there is no way to completely prevent stress, there are things we can do to better prepare our bodies for it. There's relaxation, exercise, a healthy diet, techniques that offer some support for the occasional stress of everyday living. But now we can do even more. Stress Shield, a new stress support product from Country Life Vitamins. It contains a natural ingredient called Sensoril, as well as other key ingredients, including vitamin B5, which work together to bolster and balance the body's ability to deal with stress. Sensoril is a special type of ashwagandha extract, the well-known adaptogenic herb. Sensoril is clinically shown to help with fatigue, stress, and tension, and to promote emotional well-being. Give your body the support it needs, especially during these stressful times, with Stress Shield from Country Life. Available at the Wilner Chemist's discount price, of course. Stress Shield from Country Life Vitamins. Okay, now for a check on the traffic.
And as you hit the roads, traveling over on the Grand Central Parkway, seeing lots of congestion on the eastbound side. This report is being brought to you by WebRoute Secure Anywhere Computer Security. It's just volume between the LIE down to Jewel Avenue, also the Belt Parkway westbound side, coming off the Southern State, heading up in towards Merrick Boulevard. Some delays there. And if you're on the west side of Manhattan, looks like on the west side highway southbound side, as you head down in towards 125th Street, there's an accident. Center lane is going to be blocked off. Your delays will go back to the GW Bridge. GW Bridge itself in very good shape. Lincoln Tunnel, about a 10 to 15 minute wait, and depending on the traffic light at the Holland Tunnel, you're going to see upwards of 15 minutes worth of delays heading into town. Otherwise, you're okay. Introducing WebRoute Secure Anywhere Computer Security, winner of two 2012 PC Mag Editor's Choice Awards. Visit WebRoute.com for more information. We've got alternate side of the street parking rules in effect citywide for tomorrow. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
There is a long history of using glandular supplements for therapy. Therapeutic and healing purposes, pancreas, adrenal, liver, thymus, and many others. Who do you turn to for quality, pure glandular supplements you can trust? Allergy Research Group. The full line of glandulars from Allergy Research Group is trusted by consumers and health professionals alike. Developed by Dr. Stephen Levine in collaboration with medical experts such as Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, the Allergy Research Group line of glandular supplements is trusted by experts throughout the world. Wilner Chemist carries the full line of Allergy Research Group glandulars, and they're all currently on sale only at Wilner's at 25% off list price. If Dr. Gonzalez trusts Allergy Research Group glandular supplements, so can you. See the ad on page 59 of the current Wilner Chemist sale flyer, now online at wilner.com if you did not receive the print copy. Allergy Research Group, glandulars you can trust. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to the Wilner Window. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and our guest, Brian Bogren. Before we get back to our discussion, real quickly, I just want to remind you that as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, we have selected products from 12 different companies on sale at one-half price. In addition, we have over 20 product lines on sale at discounts of 25%, 30%, 35%, and 40% off list price. So check Wilner.com or stop by the store to see the full list of specials. Okay, I want to get to the phones in just a moment, but Brian, before we leave the topic of the product information for Zyphelmin, you know, Zyphelmin is available in different forms. Can you kind of give everybody a rundown of what the different forms are and when they may want to use one over the other?
Sure. The most common and most popular form is in a soft gel. And one of the interesting things that happens as a result of our supercritical extraction process, you think about these herbs, you know, ginger and turmeric and rosemary and oregano, and they're spicy, you know. And so when we're extracting, you know, we may use, you know, 150 pounds of, say, turmeric, you know, to create 1 pound of the extract. So it's a very concentrated, volatile oil that's the result of this extraction method. And so it must be placed in a soft gel that's made of gelatin. So so we have the gelatin soft gels, which I said is the most popular, the most common way to go. But for people who aren't comfortable with gelatin, whether they're vegetarians or for whatever reason, we do have a veggie cap where basically what we do is we take the Zyphelmin and we spray it onto a green tea powder, and it becomes somewhat emulsified in the process, and then we're able to use a veggie cap to hold it. Because if we try to use the veggie cap to hold the oils, they're just too volatile, and it will dissolve that that capsule.
I'm sorry. So you spray dry it onto a green tea base?
Yeah, it's the Zyphelmin is sprayed
That's
onto a green
good.
Tea powder, and then what that does is that the green tea will absorb it, and that way you can put it into a veggie cap, and
For those of you who don't know, the reason that I'm commenting on this is that usually when you spray dry something to form a powder like this, they put it onto some kind of a starch or a base that's not quite so compatible with what we're looking for. So I'm very impressed that New Chapter came up with the use of a powdered green tea as the base for the spray drying. Very good, guys.
Well, thank you. And interestingly enough, speaking of green tea, of course, one of the components of green tea is caffeine. And, you know, green tea is interesting. It also has an amino acid called L-theanine, which is has a calming effect. So for many people, you know, myself included, I can drink green tea in the evening where I wouldn't be able to drink coffee, and I can still sleep. But some people are still sensitive to the amount of caffeine that's in there. So we do have a formula called Zyphelmin PM where we've removed the green tea and a couple of the other herbs and replaced those herbs with chamomile, passion flower, some other really interesting calming herbs so that you can use Zyphelmin while you're sleeping to help to address some of these inflammatory problems that we have as well.
So your dreams aren't inflamed.
Exactly. The dreams are very calm and soothing. Yeah.
Okay. And then what? Is there also a liquid?
There is a liquid, and that is for folks who, you know, either have a hard time swallowing capsules or pills, you know, or for somebody who's a vegetarian or vegan and wants to avoid the gelatin. It's interesting because a lot of people try to mix the liquid with something sweet like juice, and it just doesn't seem to work. Whereas if you drop it on rice, that's a method that I've heard that people use and just use it almost as a spice for your food. That way you get the flavor and you also get the it works a little bit better and you get the healing benefit as well.
Well, I suggest two possibilities. One is Drambuie, which I think works very well, especially the more you drink of it. The other is to put a little dropper on your sushi or something, and that can work out pretty good too. Anyway, okay. Brian, we have a bunch of people with questions. So I know, you know, we only have a limited amount of time with you today. So what do you say we answer a couple questions real quick?
I'd love to.
Okay. Let's start with John, who's from Carr, Long Island. Or, I'm sorry, he's in his car in Long Island.
Thank you for taking the call. I tuned in a little late, so forgive me if I'm repeating anything. But I had a question. My daughter had juvenile arthritis. She's 22 now. She's been on methotrexate on and off throughout her life, and also Enbrel. And besides the supplements that you mentioned, are there foods that she should avoid from your experience, and also any foods that may be a good complement to the supplements mentioned? Thank you.
Well, okay, let's let Dr. Podell set the stage first.
Okay, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis is a genuine inflammatory condition. It's kind of like the regular rheumatoid arthritis, but occurs in younger people, and often the blood tests that don't show as clear-cut sign of rheumatoid factor or antibodies. That said, I don't really have a whole lot of experience treating it. But in theory, we would expect things like Zyflamend and Curcumin and so on that have anti-inflammatory effects to help, but I don't think we've ever seen actual studies. What we do have is, for instance, in regular rheumatoid arthritis, so there are studies that seem to show that fish oils are helpful, and that from a dietary viewpoint, one would expect that fish, olive oil kind of things would be good, and that saturated fats, you know, the beef and dairy fats would not be good, and that the unsaturated vegetable oils, for the most part, such as the corn oil and so on, should not be taken in large amounts, that they tend to be pro-inflammatory also.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that, you know, focusing on a diet that's much richer in omega-3s and trying to reduce the omega-6 oils, and the omega-6 oils really come from corn and corn-fed meat. So,
yes.
So if you do choose to eat meat, you can get grass-fed beef. That's going to be a healthier alternative. You know, eating things like wild Alaskan salmon instead of farm-raised salmon certainly would be a good choice of protein, and then that would help with the oil content to help to balance out some of those inflammatory processes. But then there's the deeper issue of the immune system, which is it gets challenging because it's our understanding.
See, with all these autoimmune diseases, we think they're reacting against something, but we don't know what that something is. And for whatever reason, the B-cell part of the immune system is turned on and overactive. And the reason why drugs like Enbrel work is that what they're doing is knocking down that part of the immune system. But when you knock down that part of the immune system non-specifically, you also open yourself up to getting infections because that part of the immune system also fights infections.
Yeah, for those of you out there listening who really don't understand what we're talking about with autoimmune diseases, that would include things like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and things of that sort. You know, this is where normally you hear us say, you know, you want to enhance immune system function. You want to boost the immune system. That'll help you ward off the colds and flu and improve this and improve that. Well, sometimes you don't want to do that because in certain health problems, your immune system is kind of going haywire. It may be too active. It may think that certain things that should be in your body are actually bad guys, and it attacks those good guys by mistake. So it creates a problem. You don't want to really enhance your immune system if it's doing the wrong things, and that's why it's difficult when you start talking about those kinds of conditions. Okay, I hope that was of some help to John, who has, I think, put his car into gear and taken off. Let's see if we can squeeze in one more call before this next break, and let's go to Carol in Little Falls. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Carol. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I also have vitiligo, listening to you, if that's an autoimmune disease. I had my knee replaced the beginning of August, and it's still very warm a lot of the time, and I just don't know, maybe that's inflammation.
And you're saying it's not your personality that you're experiencing, it's your,
no.
It's your knee.
No, I had my other knee done last year, and this didn't happen with that one, so...
Okay. Well, have you, I would think the first question is, what does your physician have to say about that?
He said it's fine as long as it's not red and getting redder and it's not oozing. But that was like a month ago. I called him 3 weeks, a month ago, and it's still a physical therapist. You know, they keep mentioning, gee, it's been a long time, and it's still quite warm.
Well,
you know?
Okay, except for the obvious comment that maybe now it's time to contact the doctor again. Let me see what Dr. Podell has to say first, and then I would think there's no reason why you couldn't or shouldn't be taking a product like Zyflamend and the Homega fish oils and all the other things that we're talking about. Dr. Podell, should she be concerned or?
Well, okay, there probably is a degree of inflammation. Now, whether it's a degree that should cause concern or not, I'm not really qualified to say, but her doctor not only is qualified, but you have an obligation to yourself to let the doctor know, because even though he said, oh, a month ago, well, that's the normal par for the course, we do see that. After another month, he may get more concerned. And could there be a low-grade infection in the bone or something like that? I guess it's possible. And it's really that you have to turn to the doctor to evaluate that more specifically.
Yes, thank you. I had a CBC blood test, just a couple of weeks ago or even less, and I was okay there with that. No white blood.
Well, one of the things is that you can have a low-grade inflammation, particularly in a bone, and it's not show up in the blood. And more sensitive than that white blood cell count would be that CRP test they were talking about earlier.
Uh-huh.
But even there, that could still be normal, and yet there still might be a problem in the bone.
Uh-huh.
Now, the odds are there isn't a big problem, but you know, I can't tell you that on the radio.
Right. How do you spell that product again, please?
I'll take it. It's Zyflamend. Zyflamend.
And Brian, is there any reason why why Carol shouldn't be taking Zyflamend for this kind of a condition? If somebody has surgery, has a knee replacement, a shoulder surgery, I mean, you know, wouldn't Zyflamend be appropriate?
I absolutely think that it would be appropriate, and the beauty is that you'll get the benefit, you know, hopefully the immediate benefit of the improvement within your knee. But then the nice thing about Zyflamend and the way that I use it is as an herbal multi. You know, I take it every day just because I know that based on our diet here in the United States and stress and certain things that we experience, our inflammation is elevated, and it's a great thing to do just to keep that under control.
Okay. Okay, Carol, thank you very much for that call. I hope that we were of some help. We're going to have to take another break, folks. The number here, if you would like to call in with your questions, is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about the topic we're talking about now, or vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, health in general, please feel free to give us a call. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we're here with our guest, Brian Bogren. We'll be back in just a moment.
The brain, like the rest of the body, requires nutrients to operate at the highest capacity. The act of replenishing the brain's naturally depleted nutrients may aid in the maintenance of healthy brain and cognitive function. Bluebonnet's new product, Power Thought Caplets, provides a powerful synergistic blend of highly advanced cognitive-enhancing nutrients that include phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, L-glutamine, L-tyrosine, taurine, pyroglutamic acid, DMAE, and ginkgo biloba extract. Power Thought Caplets from Bluebonnet, a nutrient blend designed to enhance and optimize brain function. Here's food for thought, the supplement for enhanced mental function, Power Thought from Bluebonnet. For best results, take with Bluebonnet's EPAX Omega-3 Brain Formula Soft Gels, high-potency EPA and DHA from Peruvian deep-sea cold water fish. All Bluebonnet products available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Reserve Oz Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Their organic resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of their exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reserve Oz Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. They're all natural, patented manufacturers factory methods coupled with certified organic ingredients guarantee that you will receive the highest level of purity, quality, and freshness available today. Their extended line of Beauty From Within formulas promote healthy hair, nails, and skin for the ultimate in anti-aging solutions. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservoirs Organics. Reservoirs Organics, devoted to the extension of youth naturally. When it comes to fish oil, treat yourself to today's fresh, sustainable catch, Solgar's Wild Alaskan Full Spectrum Omega Soft Gels. This premium formula offers 100% pure wild Alaskan salmon oil, including sockeye salmon oil, one of the richest sources of the important omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Solgar's special purification process ensures the absence of any contaminants while maintaining the optimal integrity of salmon's full spectrum of healthy fatty acids and carotenoids, including vitamin D and astaxanthin. And it's derived from sustainably caught fish from the pristine cold waters of Alaska. Now is the time to try Solgar's full spectrum wild Alaskan omega soft gels. It's on sale at Wilner Chemists.
20% off list price.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The Wilner Window. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and our guest from New Chapter, Brian Bogren. We will get right back to the phones. I guess I can give you the phone number again. We do have a couple of open lines, so if you want to get on the phone and get in line, we'll get to your questions shortly. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's get to the phones as I promised. Lynn from Park Ridge, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Yes, I'm having rotator cuff surgery this week, and I want to know if this Viplement or anything else would help in my healing, because I do not heal well at all, and I have irritable bowels, so I need something that will not affect my stomach and help in my healing of this rotator cuff surgery.
All right. Well, you know, this brings up a good topic, Brian. What about any potential toxicities, any side effects, any cautions, any potential problems with somebody taking Viplement?
The only thing that I would be concerned with is any potential drug interactions, you know, depending on what the doctor prescribes for the pain and so on and so forth. So that might be something that she'd want to just check with her doctor to make sure that he's comfortable with, you know, using these herbs. But, you know, if there's no interactions along those lines, I think it'd be a wonderful choice. If the one concern that I may have for you is, since Viplement does contain ginger and rosemary and some of these spicy spices, it may, some people do find that if they're really sensitive to those types of spices, that they might be sensitive to Viplement. If that's the case, there's a couple of ways you can use it. One is to make sure you take it in the middle of a large meal. And the second way would be, there's another form that we have called the mini caps or easy caps, and so they're smaller, and you can take a smaller dose, you know, more times throughout the day.
Well, Brian, very often people will ask, and I'm surprised we haven't had somebody ask, is this going to have an effect on the bleeding time? Is this going to be blood thinning? Have you had any feedback in that regard?
Well,
because if we're talking about surgery coming up,
yeah,
you know, people are told don't take fish oil, don't take aspirin, don't
right.
do this, don't do that.
You know, it's a valid concern. All I can tell you is that in research done at Columbia University that was led by Dr. cats. Yeah, with the men who had high-grade PIN, which is a precursor to prostate cancer. There were three of the patients who actually were on blood-thinning medication, and they didn't have any adverse reaction. So I think it's something that, you know, certainly you'd want to just work with your doctor and make sure you're under his care and guidance and that he's really watching, because there's always that potential for the blood.
Yeah, I mean, in general, I wouldn't want to start something like that before the surgery, but I wouldn't, you know, but certainly within 24 hours afterward, I think you'd be okay.
Yeah, Lynn, you have to, you know, I think the key is here, the ideal time to start this and maybe a few other things that we'll mention would be after the surgery.
Well, that's definitely what I was thinking, but I was wondering, like, maybe when I'm off of these powerful drugs, maybe a couple weeks after that, then what could I start?
You can tell your, if your doctor is fairly knowledgeable in this area, he might be willing to let you start more quickly. So you have two things that you want to do. You want to reduce the inflammation, the swelling, the pain. You also want to enhance the healing process. So you have two things that you want to be doing. The Zyflamen will definitely reduce the swelling and reduce the inflammation. Things like the fish oil will do the same thing. But in terms of enhancing the healing, you say that you don't heal well, make sure that you're taking a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, multi-mineral supplement. Maybe I'll let Brian comment on which new chapter multis might fit into that category. But also, you may want to look at taking something like a glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM-type product, maybe a little bit extra protein, vitamin C. All of these things are involved in the healing process as well. So, you know, you want to do two things, really. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I think a question for the doctor might be, would it be okay after the surgery to take, say, either aspirin or Advil? These herbs are going to have a lot less blood-thinning effect than those. So at such time that he's willing to use aspirin or Advil, you're certainly okay with the herbs.
That's a very good way to look at it. Thank you. I'll tell you what, Brian, in the couple of moments we have, what about, you know, we really haven't been emphasizing the importance of taking a good multivitamin with these various callers. You know, what should they be looking at? What does New Chapter have that you would recommend?
Well, I mean, a multi is certainly a very important foundation, just like I believe Zyflamen is a very important foundation. And you know, it's in the spirit of our, you know, healing mission at New Chapter, what we subscribe to is that the more complete and the more whole your vitamins and minerals are in terms of the form that they're in, then the better off you're going to be. So if you what New Chapter does is we use a fermentation process, and so we'll culture different foods along with vitamins and minerals, and it's the belief that in doing so these vitamins and minerals become embedded into that food matrix, and then the synergy that you achieve as a result of that is going to make these vitamins and minerals, you know, work in a more potent, more powerful way, because there's the synergy of all the foods that go along with them.
Okay, but what, you know, is there one product that would qualify as a multi-purpose a multivitamin, or do we have to? I mean, I know you have every man formulas and the every woman formulas. Would those be the two classes of multis that people would look at?
Those are very great choices. New Chapter is starting to branch out in a direction of making rather than gender specific multis. We're creating multivitamins that are specific towards a certain structure function. So we've got Perfect Energy, which is designed for people that feel run down. Obviously, we've got Perfect Calm for people that, you know, react to stress in a way that makes them feel agitated.
All right, but you don't have Perfect Healing for people going to have rotator cuff surgery.
No, but you know what? We did just actually last week, I got my first bottle of something called Perfect Immune, and it's a really interesting formula, and it contains, you know, some broad-spectrum elderberry and chokeberry extract. So these berries, these deeply purple-colored berries, I think would be very good as a side benefit to help with that kind of capillary activity. Yeah,
I agree. Okay. All right. Well, first, I want to thank you, Brian, for being with us on this first hour. We'll have to do this again sometime soon. All right.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Okay, great. All right, folks, we're going to pause for a moment and then we'll be right back. Might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here, stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate-controlled diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great, gluten-free, and organic. One or two drops is all you need. Stevia regular and the new flavored versions are now available from Wilner Chemist. Buy one 2-ounce bottle at our regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle, you pick the flavor, at half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement for professionals. Okay, this is Don Goldberg along with Dr. Richard Podell. I want to thank Brian Bogren once again. We are your Wilner Chemist nutritional supplement professionals. What do I want to say? I want to remind you that as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, we have selected products from 12 companies on sale at one-half price. In addition, we have over 20 product lines on sale at discounts of 25, 30, 35, and 40% off list price. Check Wilner.com or stop by the store for the full listing. This is a two-hour show. Hope you'll stay tuned. If you're on the phone, just stay there. We'll get to your calls in just a moment, right after the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
This has been a podcast from WOR.